This is the Composer's Datebook for February 27th. I'm John Burge. On this date in 1814, Ludwig van Beethoven conducted the premiere performance of his Symphony No. 8. As the scherzo movement of his new symphony, Beethoven recycled a tune he originally used as a musical salute to Johann Nepomuk Mälzel, the inventor of the metronome. Beethoven used Mälzel's metronomes to add precise, if sometimes debatable, tempo markings to his earlier works. Some conductors chose to ignore these metronome markings since they came after the fact of composition and at a time when Beethoven was increasingly deaf. In fact, in addition to metronomes, the versatile Mälzel also supplied Beethoven with ear trumpets, the 19th century version of hearing aids. Perhaps Beethoven was using one of those ear trumpets when someone asked him why his 7th symphony was more popular in Vienna than his 8th. "Because the 8th is so much better," Beethoven growled in reply. Closer to our own time, the American composer Leroy Anderson, who lived from 1908 to 1975, immortalized the tick-tock of a mechanical timekeeper in his piece titled The Syncopated Clock. Leroy Anderson was a master of the musical miniature, creating dozens of witty pieces with titles like Plink Plank Plunk, Bugler's Holiday, and Fiddle Faddle. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.